My dad was a Chicago firefighter who had to work 24-hour shifts every 3 days, unlike everybody else's dad that I knew. Fires and many other emergencies are predictably unpredictable, in the same way that I may know that migrating hawks will buzz and even grab birds in my yard every fall, but never know exactly when. In the case of fire, our culture entrusts fire departments with responding instantly when needed, even if much of the rest of a firefighter's time is spent eating, sleeping, and otherwise having fun. Whether firefighters average 5 or 6 fire calls during a 24-hour shift or none at all, they get paid as full-time workers out of our tax dollars, and people don't begrudge them a penny. We think of this kind of emergency response system as not just a human innovation, but a fundamentally civilized thing. I thought about emergency responders on Saturday afternoon while sitting on my patio watching Blue Jays. I live in one of the neighborhoods under Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory where, that very day, 2,092 migrating Blue Jays were being counted. My yard serves as a fast food option for a lot of the jays passing through, a pleasant stopover for those who need a longer break from travel, and home for a couple of local Blue Jay families. But Saturday was also a good day for hawks to migrate, including what I think is the most dangerous blue jay predator of all, the sharp-shinned hawk. Counters at the ridge tallied 1,075 of those. Sharpshins are primarily bird hunters. They're not nearly as speedy as falcons, so they've mastered the element of surprise, flying into a stand of trees or an active bird feeding station seemingly out of nowhere and grabbing whichever bird comes closest when the birds scatter in a panic. Sharpies don't pursue a single bird for long, usually. I've watched them chase warblers, sparrows, and jays for a short distance, but they usually seem to quickly give up and try again somewhere else. Sharpies can manage prey from hummingbirds to pileated woodpeckers, but focus mainly on ones in the middle of that size range. I suspect blue jays are one of their favorite menu items, slow flyers, easily manageable size, and providing way more protein than a measly warbler or sparrow. On Saturday, a bazillion blue jays must have made my yard extremely tempting for one sharp-shinned hawk. The jays were feeding and occasionally calling, and I was enjoying this little peaceable kingdom until I suddenly heard it, the raspy jay call that I've learned to associate with the presence of a sharp-shinned hawk. The raptor made a couple of dives at the feeder, the jays scattering, but instead of moving on, the sharpie ducked into some trees to try again. It did its best to hide, but blue jays kept announcing exactly where it was. This is exactly the kind of situation that makes me appreciate how human-like in intelligence and social interactions and how fundamentally civilized jays are. My feeders and trees were providing exactly the kind of food they wanted, but it was too dangerous to sit at a feeder with a sharpie you could pop out from anywhere to grab somebody. So some of the jays kept track of where the hawk was hiding out, intermittently making that unique raspy call to let everyone know where the hawk was and that the situation was under control. Dozens of jays returned to the feeders, pigging out safely, and whenever the hawk darted out, the jays taking charge yelled out their raspy warning and dive-bombed the hawk, slowing it down enough that everyone could elude it. A couple of times the hawk tried to grab one of the jays trying to divert it, but every time I saw this happen, other jays in the squad attacked hard while the pursued jay managed to maneuver away. The jays serving as the emergency response team kept their focus on the hawk so the others could mostly rest and eat. This went on for about 45 minutes, and at every moment I knew exactly where the hawk was because the emergency responders were keeping track so everyone else could keep eating. I watched a similar Jay Sharpie interaction back in 1995 when I was staying at a cabin in Meadowlands. I parked myself in a pleasant spot ostensibly to work, but I got distracted by a large gathering of blue jays pigging out on acorns in a stand of oaks in the presence of one very determined sharp-shinned hawk. From my vantage point that day, I could actually watch the changing of the guard as jays took turns serving as sentinels and first responders or as acorn diners. This Saturday, I was too close to the trees in my own yard to get a wide enough view to see birds switch off, but I presume they did, sharing enjoyable, sociable meals and fulfilling the responsibilities necessary to keep everyone safe seemed to both be straightforward components of the Blue Jay social contract. Firefighters and other human first responders need a union to ensure that no one works an unfair number of hours and that everyone gets fairly compensated. This time of year, Blue Jay communities are fluid, various migrants coming and going, yet they all seem to share the responsibilities and benefits of community life equitably. Our species must work hard to maintain even a veneer of civilization. I wish we were innately civilized, like blue jays. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.